HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Warriors, Omen of the Stars, Book 4, Sign of the Moon, by Aaron Hunter. Performed by MacLeod Andrews. Prologue. Water thundered down from the mountaintop, screening the entrance to the cave with a shimmering cascade. Gray light filtered through it, and shadows gathered in the corners of the cavern like soft black wings. Near the sheet of falling water, two kits were scuffling over a bunch of feathers, batting it back and forth and letting out shrill squeals of excitement. The pale tabby fur of the little she-cat and the Tom's brown pelt almost blended into the dark stone floor. At the back of the cave, an old brown tabby Tom was crouching in the mouth of a tunnel. His eyes were narrowed, and his blue gaze never left the kits. He was motionless, except for the occasional twitch of his ears. The tabby kit leaped high into the air, clawing at the feathers. As she landed with the bunch in her paws, her brother flung himself on top of her, rolling over and snapping at the feathers with teeth like tiny white thorns.
"That's enough," a gentle voice came from close by, as a graceful brown tabby she-cat rose to her paws and padded across to the kits. "Mind you don't get too close to the water. And Pine, why don't you try jumping high like Lark? You need to practice for when you're a prey hunter."
"I'd rather be a cave guard,"
Pine mewed.
"I'd fight every cat that tried to trespass on our territory."
"Well, you can't, because I will,"
Lark retorted.
"I'm going to be a cave guard and hunt prey, so there."
That's not how we do it.